Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to join on the line by the king of the loser weights, JJ Barker. How are you doing this evening, JJ?
Hi, you alright?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. So, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so JJ has joined us to promote the 4Gem Wrestling Seize the Moment show this Saturday. It's February 10th at the Castleford Civic Centre. So, before we get into Seize the Moment, I just wanted to ask a bit about your career and so far.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so how long have you been a wrestling fan?
Now about 6 or 7 years.
When would that be? 2011.
2011, 10 or 11, something like that.
Yeah, so who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
The first name that comes to mind is Rey Mysterio, because I've always kind of idolised him.
Yeah, I've interviewed 3 17-year-olds in the last week, and everybody says Rey Mysterio.
Something about him that kids love, will still do.
Yeah, it's my son's favourite growing up as well.
Yeah.
So what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring?
For a while, since I've been like 8, I've been casually watching wrestling.
Mm.
It wasn't until WrestleMania 26, I think, 26 and 27, wait, yeah, 26 and 27, the Undertaker feud sort of got me into it properly.
Yeah.
And then after that, I just found a school in Wakefield in West Yorkshire, and from there I went once, and I wasn't thinking I was gonna try out as a career or anything like that. But after that one session, I just fell in love with it really.
So you said mentioned Rey Mysterio as your favourite growing up. Was he who you wanted to mold your style around when you started? Or?
When I started, I was definitely looking up doing all the cool flippy moves and all that, the cruiserweight sort of style. But as I've grown and as I've developed a character and things like that, my style's kind of drifted away from the high flying style and more into a character based style.
Excellent. So what's some of your signature moves and what's your finisher?
I do a few things. I do a tornado DDT sometimes.
Yeah.
I like to bust out a Phoenix Splash.
Oh, right.
I've not yet hit it. I'll try next time, but I'm yet to hit that move, but I'll definitely try and hit it.
You could make that one of your signatures, like Joe Ric Flair never hit a top roof move. Top roof, that was one of his signatures, like he never did it. Could be.
Yeah, that'll be my excuse. I'm just back there like Ric Flair. And my finisher at the moment, I'm doing it's kind of a Rainmaker cutter variation. I don't have a name for it really, but it seems to work, seems to get people beat, so.
Yeah. Well, so you swing them out like the Rainmaker and then pull them back into a cutter rather than this clothesline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it.
How do you waste the hours travelling between shows?
This past year I've been travelling a lot with 4Gem Wrestling, who were doing the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys that I travel with in that company are guys that I've known for a while, for like a few years, like Joe Nelson, who you had on last week, mm-hmm. or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I know them well, so I've got people to talk to on the road, stuff like that. It's always fun. That's actually one of my favourite parts, is travelling. It's always
Who are some of your biggest feuds and some of your favourite matches so far?
Mostly, I'd have to say out of 4GW, because they've given me some really good opportunities.
Yeah.
For example, I faced Martin Kirby at, it was in Ossett, I think. Ossett Town Hall. Ossett. That was in Ossett a couple of shows back. That was a really good experience. And I thought I definitely learnt a lot from him. And then the show after that, the most recent show, I faced Kaylee Ray, which was amazing.
Wow.
That was like a dream match for me, because I really like her work. So those two matches were probably my favourite so far.
Wow, amazing. So is it different when you have to do an intergender match to... I'm guessing the
answer. It wasn't really.
No.
In my style, it wasn't really any different. I just looked at it the same. I saw it as an opportunity to kind of basically just get heat, because made it so much easier. Being a guy punching a woman in the face.
Yeah. Oh. She's an amazing wrestler, Kate. I'm surprised she hasn't been called up to a bigger promotion yet. So.
Hopefully soon.
This is the UK's youngest pro wrestler, Joe Nelson, and you are listening to the Broken But Glorious podcast.
So, as you mentioned, you've come on to promote the 4Gem Wrestling Seize the Moment show on Saturday. Just in general, what should fans expect from a 4Gen Wrestling show?
Definitely. The shows that I've been to, the ones that I've been part of, have just been fast-paced, NDC-type shows, like, really, I don't know what the word is, really. They're kind of just definitely a fun experience for, like, anyone who goes. I've seen fans there that are, like, 5 years old, and I've seen 70-year-olds. And they're all always enjoying it. It's always a great sight for everyone. And obviously with like this show, some great names. So if you're looking for a really good wrestling match, then you'll definitely find one that you like on one of these shows.
Yeah, since the interview with Joe Nelson last week, there has been a few car chambers. Changes. Oh, I can't speak today. So unfortunately, Robbie X and Ashley Dunn have had to withdraw.
Yeah, but that's true.
You've got Chris Ridgway and Chris Silvio as replacements, isn't it?
Yeah, and also Joe Nelson versus Jody Fleisch, which...
It's going to be an amazing match.
I'm definitely not going to take my eyes off that match.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Gutter can't watch it, man. Well, I can watch it on YouTube next week, I think. So.
Yeah.
I see, and you're facing ICW legend Grado. So, as mentioned, you've defeated Mark Kirby and Kaylee Ray. Is this the biggest match of your young career so far?
Definitely. This is probably going to be the biggest for a while because Grado's massive at the minute. He's wrestling in America, all over the world. He's like very well known, so it's a good opportunity for me to kind of, you know, just get my name out there.
Yeah, I loved your Hunt for Grado series on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what inspired you to start that series?
Basically, I've been sat at home with nothing to do. Just waiting for the show to come.
Yeah.
And I thought, why am I waiting? There's no point. I might as well just go out there, see if I can find him, see if I can, you know, start it before the show.
Yeah.
You know, get some heat. But unfortunately I couldn't. Oh. So now I'm just waiting for Saturday, and then if he turns up, if I was him, I wouldn't turn up.
Yeah, so I just refreshed myself on them because I did watch them like last week. But the first video, I'm just like, what, you're watching again? What's going to happen here? Because you're just sitting there playing your wrestlers and then Like a Prayer comes on and then you go mad. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that song. I'm not going to lie.
I know what you're thinking. JJ, why are you on a donkey? That's a good question. But I don't kiss and tell. So I'll get straight to the point. October 7th, I planted Martin Kirby's face to the floor for the win. And on February 10th, I do the same to Grado. Cause I'm the top rope flying, death defying, heart stopping, elbow dropping, championship winning, Scott killing, hair flicking, super kicking, best damn wrestler on planet Earth.
So, how important has the advent of social media been on guys on the indie scene?
Social media is definitely like it's a massive factor in getting a wrestler over these days. Like you could just go online and instantly talk to like thousands of people, thousands of wrestling fans.
Mm.
That's a great way to stay relevant and connect with people, in my opinion.
Yeah, when I've spoke to older wrestlers, they still talk about tape trailer back in the day where they had to physically get a camera to film them and then get copies of tapes and send them to people. But there's these days, you just connect a couple of links to an email. And
yeah, exactly. It's so much more practical.
Yeah. Right, so, like I said, it's a pretty stacked card again. So, as we mentioned, it's Andrew Everett versus Car in the War. That's going to be a great match. Aussie Open versus BT Gunn and Stevie Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got the 4Gen Women's Championship match between Casey Owens, who's a great wrestler as well. I'm surprised she hasn't been signed by anyone. She's against the Freaky Princess, Sierra Lockton. I've not seen Sierra Lockton, unfortunately. So it must be amazing for someone of your age to work with and learn from people like Jody Fleisch, who's technically brilliant, and then Grado, who's proper showman.
Yeah, I'd be happy just sitting in the crowd and watching it. Like, I could just learn so much from that. So to be in the ring with him, Grado especially for me, my style, because my style is kind of same sort of thing as Grey does. It's quite comedic. It's quite, it's all based around the characters. So to be in the ring with him, I'll definitely learn a lot. I'm looking forward to it. But someone like Jody Fleisch, I'd also learn so much.
I'm so jealous. So links for tickets and info about Seize the Moment will be in the description below this interview. Yeah. So before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah, I can do. On Twitter and Instagram, it's just at JJ Barker UK, and Facebook, just JJ Barker.
Yeah, all links will be in the description below this. So I've loved having you on today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.